The borough will sign an agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to study the best course forward for dredging South Harbor. Cost of the dredging could be around $5 million. Just to study that work is expected to cost $750,000. The agreement spells out that the federal agency picks up the first $100,000 of that and splits the remaining cost with the borough. That means the local tab could be up to $325,000 on the study alone. Harbor Master Glo Wallen explained that if the work is done, the Corps would become responsible for future dredging in the South Harbor Basin. She said the federal agency similarly did dredging work for Petersburg's North Harbor.
They really were wonderful to work with when we did the North Harbor. They actually held off for over a year. And let us get our act together to get a new harbor so we could combine the two projects. So that's the extent of their involvement. Wouldn't be providing a new harbor. It would be providing the basin to put in a new harbor.
The Corps paid $3.5 million to dredge the North Harbor in 2013, clearing the way for a new float system there. It's estimated that the sand and mud that needs to be removed in South Harbor could be double the amount of that of North Harbor. At one time, the borough had hoped that the Petersburg Indian Association could be a sponsor or potential funding source for the work. However, paperwork requirements by the federal agency put that partnership beyond the reach of the local tribal government. The assembly last October already approved signing the agreement with the Corps after approving a line item in the borough's budget earlier that year. At Monday's meeting, Assemblymember Nancy Strand pointed out the assembly had already approved the agreement. Nevertheless, they voted 5-0 a second time to authorize the borough manager to sign the agreement. After the meeting, borough staff said there was some confusion about whether they were already given the go-ahead, but now it's clear they can proceed. The assembly also voted to approve a sole source purchase of software for the Fire and Emergency Medical Services departments. It's a 3-year contract totaling over $17,000 and will help Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon and Fire Marshal Ryan Weldy in making reports to the state. Dixon told the assembly that those reports are currently filled out on paper.
So I fill out a form and I have to go through each of our run sheets and identify the reporting points that they need, and I submit them to Southeast Region EMS, who then put them in electronic format and submit them to the state. Ryan currently uses an Alaskan incident reporting system for fire. But this will allow him to report directly. So there's lots of room for error. It's not mandatory that we submit electronically at this point, but it's coming.
Jay Stanton Greger was the only vote against the purchase, but it passed 4-1. Mayor Cindy Lagadakis and Assemblymember Bob Lynn were not at the meeting, while Kurt Wallhuter attended by phone. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.